Since last year, Colin Kaepernick, the San Francisco 49ers quarterback at the time, started kneeling during the anthem to protest racial injustice and police brutality. Several players have joined. There has been a lot of debate over whether the protests are the cause of a recent dip in NFL ratings, but earlier this week, the CBS chief, Les Moonves, expressed confidence in the NFL as an advertising vehicle, saying no marketers had pulled out. So there are conflicting reports. The story has morphed dramatically, she said.
All right.
Something to keep our eyes on.
Pub Arkish will take your calls. 312-644-6767. He is next. Right after an update. Keep it here. You have the score.
Oh, boy.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats out in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena this year. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Don't trust the tape. One thing that Bears fresh quarterback Mitchell Trubisky is learning.
Every defense has played us different than what they've shown against other teams, so we try to get a lot of tendencies on teams going into the game, but the last couple times we've gone out there, they've shown something that we've never seen before. So it's all about adjustments, being ready for whatever they throw at us.
The Packers defense, against whom Trubisky will face Sunday, gave up 30 points this past Monday night to Detroit. Danny Trevathan did not practice for the Bears today because of a calf strain. NBA, the Bulls go back-to-back starting on Friday when they host Indiana and then blast off for a game in San Antonio the next day. Lauri Markkanen practiced, or I should say mispracticed today with quad tendonitis, while Robin Lopez took this one off because of a sore knee. Hockey, the Blackhawks begin a two-game road show in Philadelphia tomorrow. The Mom's Trip, also in Carolina. The Wolves lost to Milwaukee today 3-0. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones threatening to sue the NFL over Commissioner Roger Goodell's contract. And America's dad, LeVar Ball, said it ain't no big deal as it pertains to his UCLA son, LeAngelo of the Balls, getting busted for shoplifting in Shanghai, China. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. And join the scores, Jason Goff, the birthday boy, for the Tito's Talking Hoops series with Bobby Portis tomorrow. It's going down, man.
Yes, it is.
You be careful out there, mister.
No, everything will be fine, Grody. Tito's, yeah. Bobby Portis, absolutely. Me, what could go wrong?
Absolutely, you're going to be fine with old Punchy. From 7 to 8 at Old Town Poorhouse in Chicago.
You break one guy's face and, you know, you build 1,000 bridges.
Yeah, very true.
Something like that.
This is the rehabilitation starting tomorrow.
For me.
Right? Well, no, for Bobby Portis.
Yeah, he got 21 and 13 last night.
Absolutely.
Water under the bridge.
I heard Casey Johnson saying this morning that he could replace Lauri Markkanen in the
starting lineup, yeah.
If this keeps up. So, yeah.
I just want to be in a good mood.
You will be. Why? Because Tito's will be there.
Yes.
Handmade vodka. That'll get you there. America's original craft vodka. No outside memorabilia. This is from Jason Goff. Will be signed.
Oh, yeah. You can bring it if you want to. Go ahead and...
It sucks. I have so much outside Bobby Portis memorabilia.
You know what? I'm not going to stand for this. All right? And neither is Tito's.
Not to mention my Jason Goff memorabilia.
This Bobby Portis slander will stop.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Don't bring that stuff.
Old Town Poorhouse.
You're going to get it.
Poorhouse, by the way.
Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
Yep.
I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to Bears. 670 The Score. Bears. Wait for it. Celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Bears. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the Illinois Lottery.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
Is he a long-range answer? That seems a bit unlikely. I think they've got better young talent in the pipeline, but they're still a ways away from completely fixing the position.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Hub.
Hub's gone. They had to close the restaurant down because they closed at 1 o'clock.
Oh,
I want to talk to Hub because...
I'll call next week.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hub Arkish is The Score's senior football expert, editor of Pro Football Weekly, and director of football content for Shaw Media. And he is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Hello, Hub.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I got to do a quick shameless plug here. I am coming to you live from a great spot, Rowdy's, out in New Yorkville, out in Kendall County. I don't know if you guys have ever brought the Who Needs Two tour out here, but we've got a special Pro Football Weekly Facebook Live show going tonight. So for anybody who's out in this area, come on over to Rowdy's and see us. And if not, go to the Pro Football Weekly Facebook page. We'll be on from 6 to 7.
There you have it.
There it is.
We will get to the phones with that. Brad in Merrillville is on with Hub on The Score. Go ahead, Brad.
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hub, I heard that recently Andrew Luck and Chuck Pagano got into a huge fight and almost became a fisticuff. I just want, what is the status long-term on both of those guys, whether Pagano's going to be back next year, and what's going on with Andrew Luck and his shoulder?
All right, well, Brad, first of all, I have no knowledge of the altercation that you're talking about. That's actually the first time hearing about it. So I tend to doubt that that actually happened. As a matter of fact, knowing Chuck Pagano, I'll go a step further and tell you that didn't happen. I mean, they may have had a disagreement over something, but it was nothing like the way you're painting it. And I think the unfortunate answer, only because I'm such a Chuck Pagano fan, is that he's almost certainly done after this year. Chris Ballard is the rookie general manager. We know the GMs want their own coach. It is not uncommon, as Phil Emery did with Lovie Smith, to keep the current coach around for a year. But then even after Lovie went 10-6, Emery fired him and brought in Trestman. Chris Ballard's going to want his own coach. It's not Pagano's fault with the lack of talent that he has there. He had 3 years left on an expensive deal from Jim Irsay. This way, there'll only be 2 years left after this year. It'll be easier to eat. So I think Pagano is gone. As far as, you know, Andrew Luck, we just need to learn more about the health of his shoulder. Right now, they don't want him throwing a football for at least another month or two. He's done for the year. Whether there was a bad surgery or an incorrect surgery, I don't pretend to know, but we do know he had surgery on that throwing shoulder and it has not responded, and he's just not healthy enough to play right now. Jim Irsay and Chris Ballard still want to believe that he is the future franchise quarterback there, and they have every belief that he'll be ready to go in 2018.
Here's Sean in Geneva. He's on The Score with Hub.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. My question for you, with the Raiders being 4-5 going into the bye week and a overpaid offensive line that can't block and a defense that can't stop anything, even if it were a nosebleed spotted by a box of Kleenex, should I begin looking to free agency in the draft? What are the Raiders' expectations for the remainder of the season? Thanks, Hub.
Well, you know, Sean, they still think they're on a playoff run. You know, you've got the Chiefs having dropped three of their last four. They went into Miami last Sunday night in kind of a must-win to turn the season around type situation, and they did. You know, they look pretty good. I agree with a lot of your analysis. The offensive line is kind of stunning because, you know, four of those guys went to the Pro Bowl last year. Donald Penn is the outlier at left tackle. He had been a journeyman for a dozen years and then finally arrived last year. So they may need to upgrade that position. But inside, Kelechi Osemele, I think, is the best guard in football right now. Gabe Jackson, really solid. Rodney Hudson, one of the best centers. So they may need a little work on that line. The problem is on the defense, where they just don't have playmakers. You know, and even Khalil Mack, who's the reigning defensive MVP, is not playing that way this year. He's had spurts, but he hasn't been able to do it consistently. So I think they got to find at least one more defensive lineman, maybe two more linebackers, and maybe another DB or two. You know, the secondary is where they're struggling the most, but at least they've got some young talent there. So definitely be focusing on the defense during the offseason.
Talking to Hub Arkish on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. In Plainfield, it is Drew on The Score.
Earlier today on these airwaves, John Feinstein said that if Washington wanted to keep Kirk Cousins, they would have to franchise tag him for a third consecutive year. I was unaware that you could franchise someone for three consecutive years. What are the current franchise tag rules under this CBA?
Yes, you can franchise a player three times. And when you franchise him the first time, you have to pay him the average salary of the five highest paid players at his position. If you franchise a player a second year, you have to pay him 10% over that average of the top five, which is what they're paying him this year. If they want to franchise him a third time, they got to pay him 20% over the average of the top five. And so it would cost them, I believe, about 30. Well, we don't know until new contracts are done. But with the Matt Stafford deal in place, I believe it would cost them about $31 or $32 million to franchise Cousins next year. And you can't. I mean, the cap will probably go up again. It'll probably be about $1.75. But still at $30 million. You can't have 18% of your cap tied up in one player. So that's why the assumption, I mean, they can do it, but the assumption is that there's just no way they could afford that.
Which brings us to Frank in Oak Park on the Score.
Oh, happy birthday, Jason. And Dan, you need to see Scarface. It's a film magnificent in its excesses.
All right, take it under advisement.
Well, I have to duly noted.
Hub, losing Zach Miller to horrific injury against New Orleans 2 weeks ago removed Mitch Trubisky's security blanket. The guy with the good hands, superior route running skills, and decent speed from the roster. With Miller's career likely over, who do you think takes on that role of on-field confidant for MT? A, rookie Adam Shaheen, who seems to be learning the ins and outs of NFL blocking quicker than catching passes. B, new arrival Dontrell Inman, who sounds like a smart guy, was decent last year in San Diego and supposedly worked in a similar offense while on the West Coast. Or C, no one before 2018, and Mitch spends much of the final eight games chucking balls into the 300-level seats or taking off on dangerous runs where he likely ends up with his spleen in the back of his throat.
I was concerned because Frank doesn't usually bat third, and I'm glad to know you're doing okay, buddy. You know, I think the answer is maybe Kendall Wright, because now Dontrell Inman will be the guy that defenses will try and take away. It can't be Inman because defenses aren't going to be silly enough to let him be open enough often to do that. Ben Broniker and Daniel Brown are now going to get time in addition to Adam Shaheen. You know, the problem with Shaheen, he may still turn out to be a really fine football player, but we've talked about this a little bit. You know, they talk about his rare speed for his size, which is true. For a guy, you know, 6'7", 280 to run a 4.79 40 is really impressive. But 4.79 is not unusual for an NFL tight end. It's not necessarily even good. That's why he ran at the combine. And so it's not that he's not able. It's just he's got a big learning curve. He needs another year of getting in shape and training, and I think we'll see where he is next year. I don't think he's going to be a factor this year. The kid who's probably the best receiver of the group is Daniel Brown, and he came in last week or 2 weeks after Miller got hurt. So I would look for the two tight end sets now to feature a lot of Brown and Sims along with him and Wright out there. It could be that Sims is the guy that's going to be open underneath quite a bit, or maybe occasionally in the deep middle. And, you know, hopefully he'll be somebody that Trubisky can develop some chemistry with.
Boy, here's an all-time name. Canuck Boy is calling from Nashville. He's on the Score. What's happening? Yeah, we got a phone line issue. Yeah, we'll try to get back to you, Canuck Boy.
But work release isn't working out too tough.
Instead, it's Romeoville, and Nando is on the Score.
Hi, Hub. I had a quick question. With Zach Miller's injury being 19 to 20 months, if the Bears release him next year, does he lose all of his rehab from the Bears and more or less the insurance from it, or does the union pick it up? Thanks.
Well, there's a couple different things going on there. You know, first of all, I'm not clear. I think you're right. I think he is under contract one more year, and the only way they can release or waive him is to come to an injury settlement. So, and that all often does work out. I think there is some obligation to a potential arbitration that the player does have to, you know, negotiate that in good faith. So if they were going to let him go, they would agree on a payoff. As far as his benefits and his insurance through the union, the player's benefits are a lot better than they let on. They're not good enough to deal with 20, 30, 40 years of post-career concussion syndromes and things like that, but they certainly do take major health care, separation pay, severance pay, and a pension with them. So I don't think his health benefits are at risk in any way, but in order to release him, they'd have to work out an injury settlement.
We're going to do more with Hub on the other side of a brief timeout. This segment brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is hiring with flexible and predictable schedule options to enjoy while earning competitive pay. Apply today at Amazon.com/ChicagoJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Hub will answer your questions. Got a couple lines open. And then if somebody drops off, you can jump in. 312-644-6767. Talking football on The Score.
Keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Golf Show and Terry Bores himself.
Bill Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6 live on 670 The Score.
Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you.
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PERLDavid.com.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. The National Football League is an odd multi-billion dollar industry in that its individual teams don't actually have to be successful to have success on their bottom lines. Incentive to get better isn't really there. So when you see a team go from worst to first, you take notice. Case in point, the LA Rams. Last year, the Rams were a disaster. A bad head coach, an apparent number one overall bust at QB, the worst offense in the NFL, and an unpopular move to Los Angeles where they weren't embraced. Less than a year later, though, Sean McVay is hired as the Wonder Boy head coach, Jared Goff is playing like a pro bowler, and the 6-2 Rams not only sit atop their division, but they also have the best scoring offense in the league. Give owner Stan Kroenke and GM Les Snead some credit. It's easy to stay the course and just collect a check, but they went all in, and it's definitely paying off, which is necessary because we know that LA only loves a winner. I'm Tiki Barber.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit haysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah. So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead, you deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit one.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg to get approved for a mortgage before talking with a realtor. Meet Sandy, who relocated, secured a pre-approval from Bank of America, but didn't have a job when she purchased a home, so the bank rescinded their pre-approval. Sandy's realtor recommended she call Team Hochberg to overcome her financing challenge. A Team Hochberg mortgage professional helped Sandy secure a mortgage at a lower rate than what the bank offered on their rescinded loan. So let's review. The bank rescinded Sandy's pre-approval after purchasing a home. So Team Hochberg then helped Sandy secure financing on her new home. So if you're purchasing a home and you want to be treated like Sandy, call the big bank. If you want to purchase a home, you need to call David and Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-4358 and MLS 191.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods.
for the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their cities safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know when one's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
4 VAS.
Friday, come out to the Jewel Osco at 424 West Division in Chicago and get ready for the Bears game with 670 The Score and Miller Lite. Join Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner for a live broadcast from 1 to 6 and enter to win Bears tickets against Green Bay. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Marcus, doesn't get any better than this.
Diuretic doesn't. Hub is here. He's taking your phone calls on the Bears and the NFL. We pick it right up again in Barrington with Brian on the Score. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. Hey, Hub, I wanted to ask you, obviously the defense on the Bears is looking good. Akeem Hicks, with his ability to sack the quarterback from the inside position, I'm wondering, what do you think his window is? How many years do you think he could be the player he is? And then my second part is, it seems like Leonard Floyd is really good at tracking down quarterbacks when the pocket has broken down. And I haven't been overly impressed by his first moves, but I'm very impressed by his ability to hunt down quarterbacks, track down plays. Is that your kind of take on Leonard Floyd as well? I'd love your opinion. I'm going to hang up and listen. Yeah, Brian, I'm not so sure you should be worried about his first moves either. Leonard Floyd is starting to look to me like a kid who can do it all. They're just not asking him to be an initial rusher all that often. They've got him playing a complete linebacker game. They're dropping him into coverage, playing the run well. And when he does rush, what has surprised me is he's got some power for a guy. And he did add some weight, but the weight is in the lower body. When you stand next to him and talk to him, there's nothing impressive about the upper body and arms. It's more of that sinewy, wiry type strength. But I've seen him bull rush a couple guys and dump them right back in the backfield, and that I didn't expect to see. So very pleased with the way that Floyd is playing. And I think, you know, if they continue to get better play around him, the loss of Willie Young has hurt a little bit. They may ask him to be more of an initial rusher, but right now, for what they're asking him to do, I love his development. As far as Akeem Hicks, he's in his sixth season, but he's only 27 years old, and he's obviously a guy who just came into his own really, you know, during last season, has now put together a complete first half of this season. And at 27 on the defensive line, if he can stay healthy, he hasn't been banged up here, I see no reason he can't do this for three or four more years at least. So I think that's why the Bears did the contract when they did. And as much as I kind of objected to the Charles Leno contract, I thought getting Hicks done was really smart.
Here's Mailman in Aurora on the score. Hello, Mailman.
Hey, what up, man? I got one question, and I'm going to get off the line. What does it take to get Josh Gordon?
What does it take to get Josh Gordon, Hub?
I don't know. You know, it's a good question. The Browns had actually indicated prior to his last suspension that he might not be welcome back in Cleveland, but he's in Cleveland now and, you know, beginning to work out with the team. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the trade deadline has passed, and they're not going to just release him. So, you know, if you're asking about during the off season, a lot of that's going to be dictated by what happens. He won't play this week or probably next week, but let's say he plays their last six games. If he takes off the way he did his second year in the league, you know, you're probably talking about at least a high two, maybe a first-round pick. But I wouldn't expect that to happen with all the off-the-field issues. If Cleveland was going to deal him, you're probably talking about a two or a three, but I there's no way to guess at this point where we're going to be in March, which is the next time he'd be available to move.
Because I don't see the question up here, I just want to jump in with some of the news of the day. What do you think of Martellus Bennett's future now that he's been released by the Packers? If healthy, is somebody going to give him a shot, or is this it?
Well, it's a, you know, Dan, I got to get more details on the story. Marty is not a bad guy. He's goofy. He's nuts, you know, and in some ways in a good way. But I think that teams are going to want to know more about what went on here in Green Bay, because he was just tweeting yesterday, he had videos of himself working on his new charity and his new program for kids. And now this breaks today. And you know, I did that game Monday night. I did notice he was not on the sidelines, which caught me by surprise. I was looking forward to talking to him, and he wasn't there. And I guess now today we're beginning to find out why. So with no details as to what happened here, I'd only be speculating about the future. He is still one of the better two-way tight ends in the league at the age of 30. But he's also working on his third team in 3 years. And so certainly there's going to be some issues before he gets another job.
Let's give Canuck Boy another shot in Nashville. You're on the score, Canuck Boy.
Yeah, sorry about that, fellas. Happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you.
Hub, a year ago, I called in and asked a question of you, and it was about your friend at the University of Michigan, Jim Harbaugh, and the potential of him eventually coaching the Bears. And help a desperate Bears fan out who's not a big fan of John Fox. Let's just assume that Ryan Pace is ready to move on after this year. You know, if you look at Jim Harbaugh, he hasn't stayed at a place for longer than 3 or 4 years. He's getting to that point, the University of Michigan. There's the Vic Fangio contract. They've worked together in the past before. You know, the young quarterback and the potential there. I know you've got some contact with him. I understand the McCaskies are even very fond of Coach Harbaugh. Is there any chance, do you see that as a potential fit? You know, is there any hope for Bears fans that are hoping he might be a match at the end of this year? Thanks, Doug.
Well, you know, Canuckboy, the short answer, pretty much everybody who's ever worked with Jim Harbaugh, with the exception of Jed York and Trent Baalke, is fond of him. I mean, it's hard not to be. He is an outstanding football coach, and I do think there's a chance he'll end up back in the NFL at some point. But I don't think that happens until he wins or at least takes a serious run of the national title at Michigan. There's no way that was going to happen in his first 2.5-3 years. You know, this is one of the youngest teams in college football. He only returned 5 starters from last year. So while Michigan alumni are upset that he's now, I believe it's either 1-4 or 1-5 in the Michigan State Ohio State games, they still know what they've got there. And he is passionate about being the coach of Ann Arbor. This is his dream job. I mean, you know, even when he was just becoming a player, he thought about eventually carrying the mantle for Bo Schembechler. So I think if he does in fact win a national title or two, the urge, that great competitive drive in him could bring him back to the NFL to chase a Super Bowl. His brother's got a ring. I'm sure he wants one. But I don't think there's any chance that he gets there for at least a couple, 3 more years. What's interesting is that John Fox appears to be in the process of saving his job. So we'll see, you know, if these two trains do meet somewhere down the track. But I don't see anything happening after this year.
We'll squeeze in one more, and it's only fair. It's unfortunate Todd and Gardner on the score.
Hey, guys, before I start, let me just do a positive before I go into my dark place. As a divorced father of a 4-year-old, off the radio, I just want to say when I hear you guys talk about your children and how you raise them, and I mean this sincerely, you inspire me to do the best I can at the most important job in the world. And I just really wanted to say that. Happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks. I know what I'm doing. So
Nobody does.
There's no certification or licensing involved.
Yeah, no, none of us do.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
You guys are awesome. But all right, well, first of all, a lot of people say this, but I want to take pride in saying the Browns officially lost the bye week. I mean, they did it for real, so yay us. Two, how hard would this be, Hub? This is a parallel universe. You hire Fangio or Tal from Kansas City. You go to the Packers and the Steelers. You ask for their second or third in command, and then you pay whatever it takes to get Bill Polian in just to stand by and just make sure you guys don't keep doing it. And I heard Urban Dictionary made Browns an official verb, which means inept, incompetent, and embarrassing. And here's my serious question, though. Do you think that the first-round pick this year, if he can stay healthy, has a ceiling as high as Floyd's? Because that's a goal, because I'm really impressed with Floyd. He is, quote Danny, he is unblockable. So have a great weekend.
Miles Garrett is supposed to be way better than Leonard Floyd.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, well, the last part is easy. Garrett was the first overall pick. Leonard Floyd was the ninth, and that's, you know, two pretty good prospects. But when people talk about Miles Garrett, they talk about Von Miller, and I'm sure that, you know, Leonard Floyd would like to get there. Bears fans hope he will, but I don't know if his ceiling goes quite that high. So, yes, Garrett absolutely has that kind of ability. You know, the Browns are one of the better run defenses in the league. If you look, you can always find something. So they're starting to figure some things out on defense. But, Todd, the issue is that I don't know that the owner gets it. You know, and until we know that DePodesta and Brown are gone and then Hugh Jackson goes, there's no predicting anything else. But yes, I think they got a winner in Garrett. They got a winner in Jabril Peppers. There is a few good young football players on that team. Now they've got to get, you know, the right people who know how to build something around them.
All right, Hub, have fun at your Pro Football Weekly event. You said you are in Yorkville?
We are at Rowdy's in Yorkville. We're going to kick it off in about half an hour, so we hope to see anybody out this way. Come stop by.
Thanks, Hub.
Take care.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody, joined homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats out in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena this year. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. A view of the Bears from the North.
Chicago's defense, I would say, in my opinion, I think they're playing better than they were in going into our first contest. Their front seven is really in sync.
Led by Akeem Hicks and his 7 sacks, though the team's top dog in tackles, Danny Trevathan, is hurting. Missed practice with a calf strain today. That's 4 in a row. Bears play Green Bay Sunday. Packers head coach Mike McCarthy right there has Brett Hundley at quarterback and not Aaron Rodgers. The Bulls host Indiana on Friday and looking for more like that from Bobby Portis, who had 21 points and 13 rebounds last night in Toronto in his return from suspension, albeit a loss for the Bulls. Lauri Markkanen missed practice today because of quad tendinitis. Blackhawks hoping to spice up their scoring tomorrow night in Philadelphia by way of a potential Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, Patrick Sharp line. The Wolves lost to Milwaukee 3-0 today. And how about this from the Green Bay Packers? They have cut tight end Martellus Bennett with the failure to disclose a medical condition designation, according to the report. And by cutting Bennett with that designation, it sets up the Packers' case for a grievance to reclaim $4.2 million in remaining prorated signing bonus money from Martellus Bennett. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for high-quality oil change, headlight replacement, or manufacturer-recommended service. Stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. And the private bank is now CIBC. The same banking team you know and trust now brings deeper resources, global banking reach, and the power to help your business seize new opportunities. Visit CIBC.com/U.S. member FDIC. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Ooh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Well, tonight you got an NBA doubleheader. If you want to check that out, if you want to get into the swing of things, if you haven't already, with NBA basketball, Kyrie Irving versus Lonzo Ball. It's always cool to see Lakers, Celtics on the same floor, the tradition of that rivalry. And in the second game on ESPN, Timberwolves, Warriors. That should be interesting.
Timberwolves have been playing well.
Yes, they have.
With Jimmy Butler sort of sitting back a little bit.
He's like the fourth option right now.
He has not asserted himself. Mm-hmm. He has been dedicating himself to defense and waiting for the open shots to come.
See what he said about Fred today?
It wasn't yesterday.
Yesterday. I'm sorry. It wasn't any breaking news, but saying that they chose Fred over me, and I've circled that date on my calendar. It's very easy to circle dates on the calendar when you know you are going to kick the crap out of that team.
Yeah, is it like, really, it's easy to talk crap. Do you get any satisfaction?
Right. You get no points. That's like beating up the kid who's way smaller than you. You get no points as a bully.
Justin Holiday, right, and you're like, I showed you. And the Bulls can say, yeah, we traded you because we're trying to be bad.
Right. So
I got that game marked on my calendar. February 9th, baby, I'm back.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny because on the way out, he acted as if it was crazy, and he actually gave out his phone number for people that thought that they were that he did. He said some things about Fred, or he and Fred didn't get along. And now, when he's that noise that you heard was Jimmy Butler falling out of a canoe. Run that again for me. Yes.
I'm mad. You set me up.
I guess they were doing some piece for the pregame show, and he was canoeing. And the
Do you know how hard it is to tip a canoe?
Well, the person in the front of the canoe got out of the canoe, and
it
just tipped over. So that was Jimmy and his Minnesotan experience. But yeah, Jimmy's taking it easy right now. It was 17, 18 points a game, something like that. So
as someone who has fallen out of a canoe multiple times.
So why is it hard
I can
then?
Tell you. Because, I mean, I felt
what do
like,
you mean?
I felt like I was being an idiot.
Well.
Or trying to
you
relieve
drunk
myself.
Or? Oh, okay.
Or in rapids. I mean, I've tipped during whitewater canoeing.
I've wanted to do that, but I've never had the option
I've done it a lot. I've done a lot of canoeing, a lot of lake canoeing, a lot of river canoeing. And I actually got pretty good at it, if I do say so. Doing some like level 3 rapids, and it's fun. It's
it
really
looks
fun.
Like a lot of fun.
But when you're
I'm just scared that something happens to the boat, the canoe tips over, and I hit my head on a rock.
Yeah, that's not fun either. Or in a rock, that's not good either. So, but when I will say canoeing into 50-mile-an-hour winds. Full fetch winds.
No bueno.
And when you're paddling as hard as you can and you're not gaining any ground, not fun. And then when the two canoes that had some of your food for the next 9 days tip over.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your ration's a little soggy.
Yeah, that's when they look at the guy who brought the fishing pole like, feed us, please.
Yeah. Well, sounds like you should go camping or canoeing or whatever you want to do outdoors-wise with our guy, Dan Bernstein, over here.
I can help. I got your food. I got your hookup. I could take Jimmy out there in the woods. And
yeah.
I can orienteer you around with a compass and get you where you got to go.
So yeah, there's just an old Bear Grylls type of vibe to you, huh?
Not anymore. Back in the day. Yeah. I'd probably want to do it
for find the North Star, get yourself back on track.
I want to do it for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then I'd be good. Instead of the whole 9 days thing.
Nah, hell no.
Thinking about that now.
Not a chance.
Yeah, nine days not with only chance. With only a radio phone for an emergency.
No, I'm good on that. That's how brothers end up missing. I am okay on 9 days out in the woods.
And bears. Bears.
Akeem Hicks coming out to hang out with us. So, yeah, basketball on tonight if you are down with the old sports roof. Fellas, what do you got?
Yeah, Timberwolves will be on at one point for me. I have to support my guy Tibbs. Never should have left this city. But the CMA Awards are tonight. And what that means is that I usually don't like award shows. I don't enjoy those.
Dierks Bentley, but I hear, is performing tonight.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I don't even know who's necessarily performing, but I just know that ever since Twitter has come into my life, like award shows, no matter which one it is, find their way to my television.
Why?
I don't because I like.
He loves Black Twitter, and he knows that Black Twitter will be following
the CMA Awards.
The CMAs
that's right.
Tonight. Yeah.
I just,
not the KMA Awards.
No. Tim, that's different. That's golf Twitter.
I just find it like the fear of missing out or whatever it is. Like I end up watching these award shows
so many
that
opinions
I would otherwise
flying
do
on
not
social
care
media.
About. Then if someone says something stupid, then I can tell Tannehill that, hey, this moron said this idiotic thing, and you have a drop for the start of the show.
You know
tomorrow.
Why you're watching.
Well, that'd be perfect, actually, because I'm going out tonight. That's right.
Tanny's night out.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
And wait till you hear this, folks. I'm going. My friends over at NBC Sports Chicago, they're taping their White Sox Talk podcast live at Reggie's Rock Club, 2105 South State. So I'm going to check that out for a little bit, 6 to 8, and just catch up with my peeps, Garfine, Benetti, Chris Kamka, Ryan McGuffey. They'll all be out there talking sacks.
Did you hear Benetti doing Bulls last night?
Yeah!
I saw that. He's also doing Bears-Packers this weekend, too.
He sounded great.
Well, he always sounds great.
I know.
Yeah. Jason's the goods.
So do you get your own segment tonight? Eloy's boys.
Well, I'm hoping. Yeah, I'm hoping they have an audience.
He's going out tonight. And well, that's
yeah, like I thought.
It's just
you
a nice backdrop. Nice
dinner I thought, something. Yeah, you and Odie were able to go out. And
we can't go out at the same time.
Oh yeah, the babes.
What are you like the president and vice
no,
president?
No, the juju.
Yeah, it's hard to find a sitter. I'm hoping they open it up for an audience Q&A so I can ask a question I've been wanting to ask for a while.
What about Dang?
Oh, now he's sitting. He's throwing alley-oops to himself. McGrady.
If you do that and get it
recorded. Maybe someone else could do that. It would be fun. But if me doing it, it's just kind of dumb.
No.
Because they know who I am anyway. So, you know.
You should ask. You should ask for the mic. You should say, hey, Mike from.
Mikey.
Hey, Mikey.
Question one right here. Right over here.
What about Danks?
Yeah.
And the guy on his roof.
Yeah. What happened to Juan Pizarro and all the guys I grunts grew up with?
All right, get him out of here.
That wouldn't be the greatest appearance by Chris Tannehill in a studio audience.
Oh, no.
You remember when Chris Tannehill and a couple other people.
Oh, God, you're one of five people that knows about this.
who were asked, what was it, the Bears post-game NBC show?
I think it was the NBC fan den?
Yeah.
Or the Bears den?
Brendan and I had it one night, too.
Mike Adamley's answering questions.
I would do that show every once in a while.
Yeah. Daryl Hawks.
Daryl Hawks, yeah.
Yeah, Paula Ferris.
Yeah, Sky Point, yeah. And then the camera panned, and I see old Redbeard over here just sitting there
sans beard at that point, but I had the longer hair, and I was a lot heavier. But Mitch's like, hey, you know, I got this thing. I got a couple tickets I need to get off my hands. Can you go and help out, do us a solid, and go to this NBC sports thing? You'll be in the audience. I'm thinking studio audience with, like, a, you know, maybe 50
people.
No. There was literally six people.
Six guys.
And I was one of them.
It looked like a Frank Luntz focus group for the troubled and incarcerated. And it was, I remember when I did.
Hamp, I got a question for you.
When I saw that, when I first walked in, I went, oh, no.
Yeah.
Not when I saw
I felt like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas.
He's gone. You can't do nothing about it.
The idea,
he's a Bears fan. You can't do anything about it.
When you walk in the basement and you see the plastic on the floor? Okay.
Yeah, dude. It was, yeah. I'm sitting there watching it, and I let out a holy bleep in the middle of my crib that everyone heard probably for blocks around. Because I'm like, oh, look at Chris.
Yeah, that was about 9 years ago, and thankfully I didn't ask a question. I'm so happy I didn't ask a question. Of course you were. Of course you were.
Throw that hand in the air and ask about a Mark Colombo for no damn reason.
Ask about why they don't run more shotgun.
The magic shotgun. What about the stunts? Lance, who are the stunts?
Line stunts. Magic shotgun.
Oh, Lord.
Run a 3-4.
Now, that needs to be what's on tonight, but it's not. We just got NBA basketball and the CMAs and the KMAs. All right, we'll talk to Lawrence.
And something that should be on if you haven't seen it, and this is apropos of nothing.
Yeah.
And Tanny, you owe me a story here. But our former coworker Joe Dredge, now at WROK in Rockford, he posted a video on his Twitter feed this morning. It's apparently Courtney Thorne Smith's 50th birthday today.
His Twitter is at JoeWillie804.
And in honor
at JoeWillie804.
I guess he's a big fan of Courtney Thorne Smith. And also in honor of her birthday.
She must be from Rockford or something.
I don't know. No, she's from California.
She's not claiming it.
And he posted a video of her on Conan O'Brien in 1997, and her appearance is completely hijacked by Norm MacDonald, who is sitting next to her and does not care.
All you need to know is she's promoting a romantic comedy she's in alongside Carrot Top.
And with a straight face, she's promoting a movie with Carrot Top, and Norm MacDonald could not help himself.
7 minutes and 29 seconds.
It's worth watch it to the end. It is absolutely.
I just retweeted it for everybody.
If you didn't love Norm MacDonald before this, he does not care to the point where she literally face palms six times.
She gave up.
She gave up.
You know what?
Just started laughing.
It's your time.
Yeah, and even Conan was like admonishing him. He said, like, you're a bad guy. You're a complete ass.
Well,
and it's, of course, he doubles down. Yeah.
Fuel for a comedian.
For a real comedian.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. That was It's On. We'll talk to Lawrence Holmes next right here on 670 The Score.
And this segment, nice, brought to you by Taco Bell, introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla, boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla, a deliciously unexpected pairing.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, ends Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing turns valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Gift giving can be difficult, and more importantly, gift giving can be annoying. So when you're figuring out how to do all this, the one thing you got to keep in mind is Omaha Steaks and the family gift pack, because this is the kind of gift that you want to give, and when I tell you about it, you're going to want to give it to yourself, because truth be told, it's arriving again soon, but I'm not done with the last one they sent months ago, because there was so much food. It takes time to eat your way through all this stuff, and it's an incredible deal. It's $49.99, 75% off. To get this, go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar, and it will redirect directly to this package I'm about to describe. Sounds like a lot of money. You think $49.99. Well, here's what you get for that, and it's fabulous Omaha Steaks, because you know these flavorful, tender, aged beef, everything they do, you know they do it well. You get 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 additional kielbasas free. So that's 8 total kielbasas. With all of that, it's just $49.99. That's 75% off. So go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar, just those 4 characters, D-A-N-B. And you'll grab this from Omaha Steaks. It's the gift.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly. And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda of Gurnee. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market-competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Visit MuellerHondaOfGurnee.com, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
You need to fall asleep easier this fall. You know, they change the clocks, and sometimes it messes up your circadian rhythm a little bit, and you gotta figure it out again because the light levels are different. It's easier with a brand new mattress from Mattress Firm during the fall asleep sale. Right now, if you go there and you get a Beautyrest world-class mattress, you get another mattress 50% off, half price.
Yeah, you know, circadian rhythm is important because sometimes the rhythm is going to get you. You can get a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress for just $399.99. Find a perfect Serta memory foam queen mattress for just $474.99. And choose from over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99. And if you want to go with a classic, like a Hampton and Rhodes pillow top queen mattress, it's only $199.99. There's no excuse. Make sure your holiday season is better for your guests and your regular company in your house because your mattress sucks. You need to get to Mattress
Firm. Yeah, it's old, and it should be replaced, and you know it should be replaced. Yeah. And
you're looking at it right now probably saying, you know what? Burnsy's right. Jason's right.
You need a new
mattress sucks.
So I'm going to go into Mattress Firm, and I'm going to shop with confidence knowing I'm getting the lowest price because they will make sure with their price match guarantee that even after 100 days, if you find the same mattress set for less than the displayed or advertised price, you bring in the ad, they beat the price at that point by 10%. So don't wait any longer. 0% APR for 5 years, 60 entire months of sleeping interest-free. The fall asleep sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank, member FDIC.
Beer Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
You do hear the people talking, and usually they're talking to Lawrence Holmes after 6 o'clock. Sometimes it's Bears All Access, but tonight it's Lawrence and the Peeps. He will be inviting all your St. Louis calls this evening because he did all of Green Bay and Milwaukee last night. He's just going to branch out to Midwestern cities that aren't Chicago for the next couple of days.
It was kind of fun.
Transition brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. The segment brought to you by Four Winds Casino in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape.
Yeah, Packers fans. Yeah, Packers fans on this station crying yesterday.
It was great.
8 lines full of Packers fans crying because of how bad their football team is offensively right now.
Yeah, went after Mike McCarthy. Boy. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you got to do it. There is Bears All Access tonight, but then after that, if you like college buckets,
I saw your lineup,
dude.
Yeah. This entire night is all college the coaches, basketball.
Right? Got them all.
Yeah.
Lato's coming in studio. That's we're going to talk with Brad Underwood. We're going to talk with Steve McClay. I'm telling you, that UIC program, man,
putting something together
is close. They're close. Porter Moser, the most positive man in America, really? Is going to be on the show. He's really terrific. And Tracy Dildy.
Chicago State's
my guy. Say hi for me.
I will. Good Tracy's people. My man. So we got a full show of basketball coming up tonight between 7 and 10. And I've got some thoughts on the Ric Flair thing, which I'll share too.
Nice.
Dan right. trying to wet blanket.
He almost did it.
I was giving my honest opinion of it.
I mean,
he didn't,
I'm an
he
outsider.
Didn't go full Dan, but
I'm an outsider. He tried. I don't really know.
I got the milieu. I listened to it.
It was good.
It was a great tease, by the way. And I listened to it, and it was about what I thought you would think of it. And you and in a lot of ways, you're
Called
right.
Him gross. That is a perfect word for it. All right, say goodbye.
Yeah, thanks to Zach Zaidman and Hub Arkish for joining us today. Tomorrow, Anthony Herron is going to be my co-host.
Yes.
We are going to have fun because he is a big, silly man who often says big, silly things.
Yes, he is the, if we go into the fly machine with a muscular man, me and him, and that comes out right there.
Yep.
He's got all the right stuff. All right. We want to thank our video coordinator, Brian Gertsch.
Passing of this great pitcher. Now, anyone who knows baseball, you see, you can tell the Hall of Famer by this. Go back to that generation. Go back to facing Toronto. How good was Halliday? Bingo.
There you go. Well,
there it is.
There's your metric. How good was he?
Argument over. Our EP, Nick the Kid, Nick Szepkowski.
Like when I used to have to go to Kansas City and go to Wichita and all those little towns.
He just hates the state of Kansas, apparently. And
I missed a team bus in Wichita.
Really?
Yeah, too rinky.
Well, the Sultan of Sound, the audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, going out tonight, talking a little White Sox, Chris Tannehill.
So based on this trade of Jimmy Garoppolo, do you now feel that you will finish your career? Who's that?
Hi.
Probably the best call that we had all day if we'd have taken it. All right, for Chris, for Dan, for Nick, for Brian, I'm Jason Goff. Bears All Access coming up next. And then from 7 to 10, our guy, Lawrence Holmes. Stay right here. And thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
I say, man, I want to go home, man.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey,